did up until now. Yesterday we saw what I thought was a machlokas between the Rajba and the Ritva, the Das Rashi. That the Rajba and the Ritva seem to give different explanations to Shitas Rashi of what exactly is the Tzrichas of the Gemara. If we had to summarize in one sentence the Tzrichas of the Gemara, we would summarize as follows. We would summarize the Tzrichas like this. We would say that in a case of Mora Heter, then it's different than a case where the guy's not Mora Heter. So we had two different approaches between Rashi and Tosos about what's the difference between Mora Heter. At least Rashi according to the Rajba. So Rashi according to Rajba said that in a case of where the fellow is going to be Mora Heter, so then in such a case, then you don't have the problem Migu Dechasha Mamona Chasha Shvuasa. And ultimately we say, no, the guy will even be Mora Heter in a case where we didn't think he'd be Mora Heter. And we have two tzadim about the Mora Heter piece. Hudi, there is a spot if you want. There's a spot over there. Anybody, if you see somebody coming in later, there's a spot over there. So that's what Rashi had said. According to the Rajba. According to the Ritva, we saw that he learned like Tosos, that in a case of where the Mora Heter, where there's Mora Heter, so then in such a case, the intimidation from the Shvua is not going to work. The whole idea of the Shvua is to intimidate the guy to make sure that the guy is not lying. So the intimidation, according to Tosvos, is not going to work in the Havamina Kamashwan, even when he's Mora Heter, it'll cause him to rethink. That was like the most concise summary that we've given up until now, the difference between Rashi, according to Rajba, and Tosis. Then we saw that the Ritva actually learns Tosis's pshat, I claimed the Das Rashi. And Tosis says no, the Ritva says no. That according to Rashi, the Yisu is Shelo Yifrosh. For those of you who have the Ritva in front of you, maybe it's Kedai to see that again inside. That the Ritva said, like this, Mitoch Pirish Rashi Nira, Tahachi Mifarish, Kamashon de Betarvayu Ika Hora, Ulahachi Mishtababa, Kadeshi Yoda Al Emes, Umachma Shvua Parish, and with the threat of the intimidation of the Shvua, he'll be Parish. Hakol Hecha Deleko Ala Ra Lo Mishtaba. So we saw that the Ritva learned Bidas Rashi like Tosas. So I added that in this case, the reason why the Ritva is going to learn that we're talking about a case of Hora against the Pshat of the Rajba is because Rashi holds Migu Dechasha Mamona Chasha Shvuasa. So once we say that's how the Rajba painted Rashi into a corner, but according to the Ritva, Rashi is no longer painted into a corner. And then we pointed out there might be another Rashi somewhere else that's Mashma not that way. But at the end of the day, we answer that Rashi, and the Ritva's Pshat is very, very smooth. Now, I want to make one very important methodological point. Noticing this Ritva is extremely, extremely important when you even read Rashi. Rav Yoel, on the first day of the Sugya, pointed out right away what the Rajba says. Rashi made no mention Migu Dechasha Mona Chasha Shvuasa. So then I was thrilled when I saw, that's why I used the Kirk Gibson expression, I was thrilled to see that the Ritva makes this point. But that's something you can notice when you read the Rashi himself. If you're learning for a while like Rav Yoel, you would notice that yourself. Okay. Now two strong questions the Talmidim asked me. Number one, Yisrael came after. Both of these questions are appropriate for making a good laning and making a good chazara. Yisrael had clearly made a good laning on the Ritva. And therefore he came over to me and he said to me, I hear what you're saying. I'll give you credit that you said I hear what you're saying. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's mukhrach what you said in the Ritva. Why? Because if you take a look, he asked, the Ritva's talking in the Maskana, in the Kamash Malan. And Rajba said, Migu Dechasha Mamona Chasha Shvuasa, in the Havamina of the Gemara. So who says that the Ritva disagrees with the Rajba? Maybe the Ritva is spelling out in the Havamina, and the Rajba is the Ritva spelling out in the Maskan, and the Rajba in the Havamina. That was Yisrael's question. So, the answer to, I don't back down, but it's a good question. You need to ask that question. And the answer to what Yisrael had asked me is the following. If I could explain Rashi like Tosfos, and not have Rashi saying, Migu Dechasha Mamona Chasha Shvuasa, then that is absolutely ideal. That's what we want to do. Because there are many Gemaras that seem Migud Chashimon Alochashe Rashi Wasa. So therefore, if Rashi is smooth and Rashi never said Migud Chashimon Alochashe Wasa, then it would seem that the Ritva is understanding the Shakla Tarya exactly like Tosos. And once I have that, then I don't have all the problems that the Rajba asks. The Rajba also has other questions on Rashi. And the most classic problem, Migud Chashimon Alochashe Wasa. So I think that this is an important point, Bidas Rashi. That's how I answered Yisrael. So you need to ask me that question. Sometimes I'll take something for granted and it won't be exactly the same. And if I'm making a laning, if you read the Ritva carefully, then you're supposed to ask me that follow-up question. Then, this morning, Avi asked me another good question. And here I want your help to answer Avi's question. Avi asked me, okay, accepted. This is the Ritva Bidas Rashi. So Avi asks, but if that's so then it doesn't fit in Rashi. What does Rashi hold by? What does Rashi say about Ani Aratia by Vaday Ramai? Rabbi Osai, everybody scream out. Yein Munach, right? And what did we get through saying Bidas Tosfos? The Tosfos, what did we say a week ago, Bidas Tosfos? A week ago we said that Tosfos is Shita of Vaday Ramai being Yachloku stems from the fact that Tosos says that the Shvuah is there to get you to be Porish. So it's only logical, we argued a week ago, and that's why Tosos brings it up here, we said. So Tosos brings up the Shvuah in the case of Vaday Ramai after he got through saying that the Shvuah is there to get the guy who's a liar to intimidate him. So asks Avi beautifully, but the Ritva himself just got through saying, he's explaining Rashi the way we read the Ritva like Tosos, and then he says the next line, HaKol Heicha Deleka La Lo Mishtaba, Kigon Zelmer Ani Raktia V'Zelmer Raktia Einam Cholkim. Now I guarantee that half of the Talmidim here, if they did a good chazar, would be able to answer this question. And I guarantee that the Talmidim who don't understand what Avi asked, they didn't do a good chazar. Because if you did a good chazar, there's no reason why you couldn't have asked this question. So that's Avi's kasha. Anybody who did chazara not understand what Avi's bothered by? Beautiful. Yes, Josh? Absolutely. Avi asks like this. If, according to Tosos, the Shavua over here is to get the guy to be Porish, and then Tosos says, if that's so, then even by a Vaday Ramai you're going to have a Shavua, and you're going to say Yachloku. So Avi asks, but that's not the way the Ritva himself goes on to say Das Rashi, because Rashi holds that by a Vaday Ramai it's Yei Munach. So obviously, the Ritva is learning Bidas Rashi, not Tosos. And I agree with Avi, but doesn't take away everything we had said. In other words, what we're going to have to do is, everything we said yesterday is true, but there's another wrinkle Avi points out that we didn't clarify Bidas Rashi Lefi HaRitva, and that is, it's not the same Shita of Tosos. I never intended yesterday to say it was the exact same Shita. But he's following up, he's saying, well, Rebbe, something still doesn't add up. Fine. That might be the Emes and Rashi. That's what the Ritva says, Bidas Rashi. But at the end of the day, that's not Tosos, and Mamanim Shach. If the Shvuah is there, Shalom, in order to get the guy to be Poresh, Avi asks, so then in such a case, then what should flow is that by Ani Araktia, it should also be Yachloku. And he got through saying, the next lines, the Ritva says, not that way. Again, let's do everything in the words of the Ritva. Mitok Pirish Rashi Nira, the Hachi Mefarish. Kamash Malon the Ritavayu Iko Ra, Ulahachi Mishtabba, Kadesh Yod Al Emes, Umach Mashua Parish. So it's there to get him to be Parish. Hakolecha Deleko Ra, Lo Mishtabba. But in a case of where he's not going to be Mora Heter, then he doesn't make a Shavua. Kagon, Zelmer Niraktia, Zelmer Riaktia, Einam Cholkim, Elie Munach, Achi Yavo Elio. So Tosis doesn't go that far. Because Tosis says, no, even in the case of a Vaday Ramai, you're also going to get the guy, have the guy make a Shavua. That's Avi's kash. That's Avi's ha'ara. Avi's ha'ara is that Rashi is still going, bidas ha'ritva, is still going to be different than Tosas. So Mamanashach, what then is the machlokis? Avi's asking, what then is the machlokis between Rashi and Tosas? Up until now, we had a very, very clear avon in what the machlokis was. The clear avon in the machlokis was that Rashi is not going with the idea of to be Porish. But now that the Ritva said that Rashi also is using the idea to be Porish, so then what's the machlokis? Tosas says, therefore, even by Ani Araktia. Let's see it back into the words of Tosvos, where Tosas says, she'll certainly be Porish. So what's this? What now is the issue? Both of them agree the Shvua is there to get them to be Porish. Yet Rashi obviously doesn't hold that way by Niraktia. And that's what the Ritva says, but that's Rashi. But they're now both in agreement. So Avi points out something here doesn't add up. It's a very, very nice kasha. Josh?
I think that Tosfos has the hope that a Ramai, even in the case of a Raktia, will still be Porish. Rashi would hold that a Ramai in the case of...
Why?
Father Ramai wouldn't be Porish.
It's just a machlokas in Metzius.
No, Toshu Amma Manachashash would also only apply...
so now...
That machlokas would only apply to the case of Ramai.
So now you're saying the direction I don't want to go. You want to say that Rashi is going to learn even according to Ritva.
Can you say it one more time?
You want to say, are you saying that Rashi is going to go Migu de Chashimon and Chashashwasa even according to the Ritva?
I'm not sure.
Okay. When you decide, you'll let me know. Lechura, I don't want to go in that direction. If that's the direction you're going, I don't want to go in that direction. Moshe, you have a hand? Israel?
About a Ramai, no matter what you do, you're not going to find. You don't know who the Bada Ramai is, so no matter what you do, you can't. Rashi said you can't justify which one gets it.
Oh, okay. That's the direction I wanted to go. I want to fit this into the general scheme, maybe to address Avi's question. I thought the answer to Avi's question fits into the general scheme of what we've been developing with Fi Rashi and Lefi Tosas. Again, for those of you who need a crunch, what we're struggling with is why, if Rashi and Tosas agree, Aliba the Ritva, that the Shvua is there to get the guy to be Porish, why then does Rashi hold by a Vaday Rama, you say, Yemunach? Well, Tosas doesn't say that. That's what we're struggling with. So, L'chura, this will get back to the most important machlokas of the Zman. We're going to end the Zman with the most important question. So Yisrael, you want to broaden it? You have an idea. Could you broaden it in terms of looking at it about Rashi Shita in general? Go ahead. You want to broaden it? How does it relate to Rashi Shita in general? So I want to take what Yisrael is saying and broaden it. And that is the following. Rashi said on the top of Beis Amid Aleph, how do we look at the Ochazin? Repeating the same Yisod. How do we look at the Ochazin? All the significance of the Ochazin is that Beis Din doesn't know what to do. They have a suffix. And each one is a motzi on the other one. That's what Rashi says. One big suffix. Rashi on Ches Amid Aleph says Shnayim Ochazin Talos is one big suffix. Okay? And we were Masbir. The halacha of Yachloku, according to Rashi, possibly, is based on the idea that if you have a general safek, Yachloku is a legitimate solution. Tosvos disagrees. Tosvos in the Yachloku said Shnayim Ochzim Metalis, each one is holding on to a part of it, and there is a non-sadi that each one is holding on to half. So according to Shitas Tosas, what's the nature of the Cholkin? According to Tosas, it's not the pshat that there's a suffix. The achiza itself, each one holding on to the half, gives each one a half. Right? That's what Shitas Tosas is. Im keinim atvarim, we said that if there's a tfisa on each one of the halves, So then we don't care whether there's a Vaday Ramay or not, according to Tosos. A Vaday Ramay is not going to be important. Why is a Vaday Ramay not going to be important? Because the talus itself, when each one is holding on to a half, is ki'ilu, each one of them gets half of the talus. There's Anan Sadi, the Maidah Tavis Haidi Deu. I, Bezdin, knows that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter, according to Tosos. According to Tosos, that reality is enough to do a Yachlokum. However, according to Shitas Rashi, Rashi did not say that. Rashi said Yachloku is that Bezdin has a Safek. And when Bezdin has a Safek, then they do Cholkim. Bezdin, if the Chalukah is not coming from the Tfisa, that's the Chakira. Is the Chalukah coming from the Tfisa, or is the Chalukah coming from Bezdin? If the Chalukah is coming from Bezdin, Bezdin cannot do a Chalukah where there's a Vaday Ramay. So it all starts with the first Chakira that we had in this man. And that is, how do you look at Osam Betalis? Hence, that even though Rashi, according to the Ritva, is going to be Moda, that the Shvua is there in order to get the guy to be Porish, at the end of the day, it can't go as far as Tosos. For Tosos, the Shvua will be there even in case of Ade Ramay, because the Yachloku is that each guy is holding on to half of a talis. And all Bezdin does is cuts along the dotted line. That's all Bezdin is doing, according to Tosos. You get the metaphor? I think it's a very, very important image. Bezdin is just cutting along the dotted line. According to Rashi, that's not what's going on at all. There's one big suffix over here, and Bezdin gives a psak of Yachloku. Each one has a legitimate taina, and if you have certain conditions, like Ochazin, then you say Yachloku and not Kol Dolim Govar. Then you say Ochazin and not Yehi Munach. So if that's so, that's only if Bezdin with a straight face could give a psak that each one is entitled to it. But if there's a Vaday Ramay, they can't give such a psak with a straight face. According to Tosas, they're not giving a psak. According to Tosas, they're just cutting along the dotted lines. That's the emes. Avi Mirza Shem and Shana Gimel. You'll think of the teretz on your own. Halfway through Shana Gimel, you'll think it through on your own. It's obvious, the answer. But you have to ask the question. You have to ask the question. Without asking a question, then you can have all these obvious ideas. But not to read, to do a chazara well, then it's nothing. Beautiful. That lechura is going to be the pshat aliba de Rashi. See, even if Rashi's going to agree with the Tosas, you need to ask the question. But wait a second. So how far does that agreement go? The reason why they disagree by Vaday Ramay is because of that reason. Kafta Referach. Yes, Josh.
Doesn't that go against what we say about when Tosfos is Chasher Mamuna, Lo Chasher Shvuasa?
Yes.
Doesn't that kind of go against what we're saying? Because what we're saying right now, though,
means no. Tosfos would have. I follow your question. Josh asks the following kasha. Is this Yeshivas? Josh asks the following kasha. He asks, at the end of the day, you think it's the Yeshivas? It is? There's a Rebbe in MTA. The Rav in Marine Park is Chavrusamon, Reb Baruch Simon, not Reb Baruch Simon, Reb Baruch Mendelssohn, Reb Baruch Pesach Mendelssohn. So he told me that one time he was saying over Shtickle Torah Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon was a few years, Rabbi Mendelssohn was a few years older than me, Rabbi Simon was a couple years older than him. So he was saying over the Shtickle Torah to Rabbi Simon, and he said he had something that he was eating from while he was, this was late at night. So he said, he told Rabbi Simon that, you know, he was entertaining him by, that he was allowing him to listen to Shtickle Torah, so that he wanted to make sure Shtickle Torah is correct. So he said, every time Rabbi Simon took something, he said, can I have? Is it okay? He offered him in the first place. A tremendous big book not to say, take something that doesn't belong to you. I have to be very, very careful. Gezel Shavu Pruta is Chas V'Chalila, tremendous pacha. Okay, So Josh asks like this. Josh asks, in a case of which the fellow is taking a shvua. So wait a second. Go ahead. Say it again.
I just think what we just tried to say
Yeah.
What we're saying, it sounds like it goes against what Tosfos says, but he says, Chash HaMamona.
Yeah, so let me answer. So Tosfos, if Tosfos says, Mi Hu D'Chash HaMamona Lo Chash HaShvuasa, so what's the problem? Have him make a Shvua. So the answer is, you're not hearing what I'm saying, but that's Rashi. Rashi has no problem mitzad the Shvua having him take the Shvua. According to Rashi, the problem is in the nature of the Chalukah. You can't have such a chalukah, because the chalukah is coming from Bezdin. When Bezdin is doing such a chalukah, then you have a problem where there's a vaday ramai. But according to Tosfos, Bezdin's not doing the chalukah. The chalukah was already taken care of by the Anan Sahadi. For those of you who are joining us now, Tosfos spells this out in the beginning of the Masli Achloku, about 5 or 6 lines in, and that's going to be beautiful, Bedas Tosfos. So without Avi, we would never have come to that Havana. Beautiful, beautiful Avi. So it's going to come out that Rashi Shita works Kafter Afera. Yes.
Tosu wouldn't say then at the end of our Tosu, if that were.
I'm not talking Midas Tosu. I'm talking Midas Rashi.
No, but why Tosu is able to say Yaakov, who ends up going back?
No, I didn't say that. I said that once he has that, he doesn't have the problem that Rashi is going to have. Rashi's faced with a problem that Tosfos is not going to be faced with. One more question, let's go. Most of the Talmidim already, we're working on the next Gemara. So go ahead, Moshe.
Can we just answer this question? Is the teaching of the base Aram says that Rashi will only hold that question by a
Vaday Chalukah? Yeah, no, but it doesn't work. I'll explain to you afterwards why. You need more than just the base Avram. You need more than that. You're going to need more than that. It's not going to be enough. I'll explain to you afterwards. All right, Rabosa, let's begin the next Gemara. Everybody jump in. Says the Gemara, Mekach u'Memkar. Now let's talk about the case of Mekach u'Memkar. V'lech zizuzi miman noket. Let's see who took the money. Answers the Gemara. Lo tzricha. Obviously, I'm not spelling out yet the Shakla V'Tarya, according to the Rishonim. See where the money came from. So let's, before we get to Rashi, by the way, the rest of the Shir is going to be totally different than the first part of Shir. Today, the rest of Shir is going to be, we're going to be learning Pshat. That was the end of the previous Sugya. We had to put the pieces together. Now let's begin Pshat. How would you have read the Gemara's Kasha? You were writing the art scroll. How would you have written the Gemara's Kasha? Yes, Nate?
To see who it belongs to.
So, by the way, let's get all the pronouns out of here. Let's put
where the money and who took it.
Wait, let's read the words. V'lech zizuzi, let us, lechzi means us, see about the money, miman nokat. Who's miman?
I think the shopkeeper, the guy who's...
Good, like, excellent. The seller. That he should see miman. What's miman here mean? So he's the subject. Miman, from whom? Nokat. Let's just ask. Where do you have a subject by Mekach u'Memkar? That's the Gemara's Kasha. But let's see miman nokat. Answers the Gemara. Look, no, we do need a chiddush over here. There is a case of Yachloku. Sricha, we need our case. The nokit mitarvayu. He took it from both of them. Michat midate umichat bal korche. From one of them he took intentionally, in other words, he wanted to buy from, sell it to him, and the other was against his will. Velo yadana, and we don't know mi umidate umiu bal korche. Which one it was with his intention, and which one it was bal korche. Now, of course, there's an obvious question the guys have been bothered by for now 2 weeks, which I'm going to make you ultimately bothered by for a month. And that is, because today's our last day of Shir before Chazara, and that is, at the end of the day, what's the Baal Karche over here? What exactly is the case of Baal Karche? So let's just take the Gemara's word for it. And Arya Bina Zatzal say that... Abaye and Rav are a bunch of card-playing liars. That was what Rabina said before he went to Panovich. That's what his father told him. Remember that Abaye and Rav are a bunch of liars? What did he mean? He meant just because the Gemara says it, don't assume. We have to understand why the Gemara said it. It's a very beautiful point. So we're now going to take it as if they're not card playing liars. If there's a case over here that could be Daite or Bal Karcha, we're going to take that for granted. Okay. So that's the Gemara's answer. One of the Kenyan worked is because of Das, and the other Kenyan didn't work with because it was Bal Karcha. Let's take a look at Rashi. So Rashi has a whole arichos over here. Says the Heliger Rashi. Nishal es hamoicher. We should ask the seller. So far, Rashi and Nate agree. Mimi kibel damel. From who he accepted the money. Now all of a sudden, Rashi goes into, and this is why today is a pshat shir. I'm going to go through every basic point. And I think in the first day of the sugya, I don't care if you're the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. There's nothing wrong to spell out the most obvious points. When you're reading Gemara Rashi, the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world needs to spell these things out, because at the end of the day, if you don't, you end up not really understanding. You'll jump and you'll understand, you'll see a big machlokas tosis ritva and an exciting or a pchayim and so on, but you won't really be able to read the Rashi. And it happens to me too. So let's read Rashi carefully. And I sometimes hear shiurim from Talmid Chacham where the focus is not the Gemara. And I a lot of times see, wait a second, they just didn't, the Gemara Rashi wasn't calculated. So that we need to do that, especially when we're learning Iyun that starts with Gemara Rashi tells us. So Rashi says, Disanya, as we heard, learned in a Braisa B'Kiddushin, Neman Bala Mekach Lomar Lazem Mecharti Zelo Mecharti, that the Bala Mekach is going to be believed. So what's Rashi doing over here? When Rashi says Disanya, what's Rashi doing? Why did Rashi say this? For Pshat, Lechura, Rashi's done enough. What's Rashi doing over here? We're just spelling out the basic Pshat. Yes, is he?
Understanding the Havamin of the Gemara.
Good. We're trying to understand the Havamin of the Gemara. Why it is that the Baal Mekach is believed. How do we know that necessarily the Baal Mekach is going to be believed over here? Maybe we shouldn't believe the Baal Mekach. In other words, once the Gemara says, how are we going to see it? So Rashi needs to make an assumption of how we're going to see it. There's no video cameras. So if there's no video cameras, how do we know? Ah, Rashi says, just ask the Meicher. So then Rashi needs to give him a card. How do we know that the Meicher is Neman? Oh, very good. Now once Rashi needs to find this Meicher, now Rashi gets stuck into a real problem. Va'afalgav, of course, the word va'afalgav means it's a kasha. Va'afalgav de misayim, the Gemara in Kiddushin concludes. Ba'medvar mamum shemekhoi biyodoi, avol eimekhoi biyodoi einoi nemon. That the halacha is that the mocher is only believed when the item that he's selling is still in his hand. But once he's already given the item, he's not believed. Okay. First, why? Shelo nasan leiv ledaver kolkach. When he's still in the middle of the sales, he's focusing on the purchaser. The moment that the sale is done, he doesn't care at all about him. Right? All of a sudden, you know, the salesman is so nice and he's so friendly. And he's so interested in so many things about your life. Once the sale is done, that's it. And that's what the Gemara is describing. So he doesn't remember that mamish, unfortunately, so many salesmen, when the person comes in, they don't see a person. They see money. That's what they see. Potential money. That's the only thing they see. So he doesn't notice the moment the sale is over. Leo Zachor. So he doesn't pay attention. So what's now Rashi doing? Spell out again the basic pshat. There's no Avera spelling out the basic pshat.
How can we use this Gemara then if that Gemara doesn't work out here?
This Gemara doesn't work. Why? Because in our case, we were talking about where the sale was already done. So we're stuck. How do we know how we're going to be mechzim zuzim manokat? By the way, if I'm Avin Yavin, I could go with another approach. I could say mechzim zuzim manokat. How am I going to answer that problem? I'll answer that problem by saying another way. But Rashi doesn't say another way. He's going with the Mocher. If he's going with the Mocher, so then we're going to be stuck. That's something we should think out when we read the Rashi. that only when we read Rashi carefully, where we see, wait a second, why did Rashi bring that Gemara in Kedusha? What was Rashi's point? Every single time Rashi brings a Gemara, it's not just stam. Rashi is bringing out a point that's critical for Pshat. Okay. Hokim Nahasam. So that Gemara that says that the Mocher is not believed, B'denokat Zuzi Mitarvayu, is when he took money from both of them. Michad Midaitim Michad Bal Korcho. Tekiva de Olel Ramya Lasude, Lo Dokule Hai Lios Nizar, Mishoch Mephon, Vaimidaitim Al Bikoche. When does he not pay attention? When there was one that was Midaite and when was one was Bal Korcho? Aval Hecho de Loki Bel Domin. But where he did not accept money, except from one of them, Mitkar Dachir, then in such a case he remembers. So Rashi holds on to the Pshat being the Gemara in Kedushin. And he asks a question. But the Gemara in Kedushin says that once a sale is done, he doesn't remember. Says Rashi, the only time he doesn't remember is when it's Chad Midat Yechad Bal Karche. So Rashi now looks at the salesman in a slightly more favorable light. The salesman remembers who he sells it to versus a foreign person. But the details of who was the one who bought it, whether it was this one or that one, that he won't remember. Daite Bal Karche he won't remember. So that's how Rashi learns the Gemara in Kedusha. Okay, so now let's come back to our Gemara. So Gemara now asks, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's asking, at the end of the day, we have a simple solution. And that is, ask the Mocher. But of course, and Rashi adds, even though the halach is a mocher is no longer believed after the sale, that's only when there was daite u'bal karche. But over here, there's only one person. Nice, no? Oh. So can anybody ask Shimon's question? Shimon asks, aren't there two people here? Can anybody ask Shimon's question in a more Gemara schema type of way? This is all just fleshing out pshat. Bechura, yes, Naftali?
Didn't Rashi comment earlier that we're talking about Mechon?
Wait. Let's stay on our Gemara. Before earlier. I want in the Gemara, in the Mineu Bay. What's strange when you read this Rashi? What's strange about when you read this Rashi? Yes, Nate? Oh, so what's the Teretz of the Gemara? Teretz of the Gemara now doesn't make any sense. And for the Gemara, Chad Midaite v'chad Bal Korche. Rashi just told us that's when the Mocher is not believed. So when you read this Gemara and you read the first Rashi, if you didn't ask yourself that question, then you were reading poetry. Now you're just reading poetry. Like, yeah. You know, you have to be frum. You don't want to be doing Averis all day. So you read Gemara. That's what you're supposed to do. Right? That's not called learning. And ultimately that doesn't prevent from Averis if it's not learning. I heard somebody in the dining room was talking about kavanas on during the tekiyas. So you mentioned that the Kotzker Rebbe said that your kavanas is supposed to be to mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. But I told him something more. Not only that, the Kotzker Rebbe used to learn Ketzos HaChoshen before tekiyas shofar. Ketzos HaChoshen. Without amelus to understand, then the Torah doesn't break those things inside of us that's supposed to break. It doesn't build the things that's supposed to build. Okay, so what's going on? So of course, what do? When we get stuck like this, so what's the next step? What do we have to do next step? Try to see how Rashi's going to learn the Teretz. Says Rashi, Lo tzricho denokit zuzi mitarvayu, hachi garsina, v'lo yaidina mayim midaiti umal bal karche. Can anybody already from here explain what Rashi is doing? According to our Girsa of the Gemara, it says, Velo Yadona. How do you translate the word Yadana? I don't know. And I don't know. Says Rashi, Hachi garsinon velo yaidinon. We don't know. Can anybody tell me why Rashi did that? What's Rashi doing over here? Yes, Moshe? Spell out.
It doesn't matter if the guy knows who gave it to him or not. He's not believed anyway. So it must be whether or not we know.
That's right. The Shaila of the Gemara is like this. Velo yaidinan, we don't know. Eina chanami. If the guy doesn't, the guy knows or doesn't know, we don't care whether the guy, because he's not believed. Aliba l'shitas Rashi, we just mentioned before. The guy's not going to be believed. Says Rashi, hachi garsinan, velo yaidinan mahi midaite umali balkarche. And we don't know whether, which one was midasu balkarche. We're not going to believe the mocher. Continues Rashi v'lo garsinon yoda, and that's why we don't have the girsa of yoda. Da filu yoda b'zo ain amochenem amishahol chukin mukiyasam. Based on what I just saw above, then the guy is not going to be believed. Kaftor efer. So Rashi learns. Now let's go for the crunch. Rashi learns that the Gemara is hav amina and maskan is as follows. The Gemara says v'lechzi zuzi miman nokat, that the Gemara says we should ask the mocher. And in a case of where there was one person that gave money, then in such a case, the mocher will be believed. And you're right. Then there will be no case of mekach u'memkar. When do we have the problem of yachloku? Is a case of where the mocher is not believed, where both of them gave money, and we don't know which one's midat ba'karcha and ena chanami. It can't have, you have to change the gears of the Gemara of the lo yadana. Because at the end of the day, it's not the mocher. It's not the mocher. The mocher is not important over here. The point is that we don't know. So that was the change in the Shaklavataria of the Gemara itself. Now, the Rajba has a bunch of questions on Rashi. Let's take a look at the Rajba. The Rajba takes apart the Rashi. And he really advances Pshat in our Sugya. Zokdei the Rajba. Mekach u'memkar nechzi zuzi manokat. Kamon is chavtu kol rishonim bepirush mo'aseinu zeh. There's a lot of confusion amongst the Rishonim how to read this. V'adayin lo nischaverli. Sherashi pirish nichzi zuzi manoka nishlas hamochim ikibol domeo. Disanya bikidushin neman bala mekach. Va'afal gav de misayin bob amedvar mumizman shemekol biyodo avlei mekol biyodo ina neman. Hokim ne osam bedenokit zuzi mitar vayu. The sugi is talking about where he took money from both of them. And when he took money from both of them, then in such a case, he doesn't remember. Answers the Gemara, according to Rashi again. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Eino chanami. He took money in... the word eino chanami here is confusing. Let's scratch out the word eino chanami. The Gemara's teretz is where he took money from both of them. The mocher is no longer going to be believed. And then in such a case, we now also have a suffix. But if he took money from one of them, then you're right. Then in such a case, the Gemara's Hav Amina was correct. So Gufa, the issue of whether the Mocher is believed or not, that's dependent in Kedushin, is the Hav Amina, the Maskana of the Gemara. Asks the Rajba, the Kasha Lituva, I have a lot of difficulties with this Rashi. Chodom, the Kiva, the Machmas Ne'emunaso Shel Mocher, who... If the Hav Amina is whether the Mocher is believed or not, Lamali the Amar Nechzi Zuzi Manokat, then why does the Gemara ask, let us see who he took the money from? Zuzi Mayaviditayu. What does the money have to do with this entire sugya? In other words, V'nechzi Zuzi Manokat, let us see where the money came from. Zuzi Mayaviditayu. The money over here is not a proof at all. The whole issue is whether the mocher is believed or not. According to Rashi, the whole issue is whether the mocher is believed. In the Hava Amina, we thought the mocher was believed. Why? Because he took money from one of them. Then the maskana is the mocher is not believed. So the Gemara should be questioning, why don't we ask the mocher? To which Gemara says, oh, the mocher in this case is not believed. Not v'lech zizuzi mimanokat, asks the Rashba. V'lo avin lemeimar, and he says precisely what the Gemara should ask. Ela v'nechzi mocher, my kamar. Let us see what the mocher says. To which the Gemara will say, ah, in this case, the mocher is not going to be believed. Not try to follow the money, v'lech zizuzi mimanokat. V'od, another kasha. In the Havamina of the Gemara, where the guy says, I was mekabel it from this guy. There's a rule that not the money is not the critical part. Mos is not konem. In Perek Hazov, in Mirtz Hashem, you'll get to it. Mos is not konem min haTorah. What's konem? That's how we pass in Halacha. There's two opinions in the Gemara. Mos is not konos. Meshicha is konos. So when does the guy own the talis? The guy owns the talis. Bishas. Meshicha. So the issue is not who gave the money. The issue is who did the meshicha. The kol shepasak dom kodem zeh mashak kano afil bal korcha shemocher. Vein echa mehem yachal achseba. Whoever did the meshicha, that's what's binding. But who gathered the Isaac Krolla Pumpadisa? So question number two is, at the end of the day, it's not a question of who the mocher believes he sold it to. The question is, who did the Meshicha first? By the way, here the Rishonim give a technical teretz, the Ritva and others spell out, that presumably whoever gave the money first did the Meshicha first. That's what some Rishonim say. We're not going to focus too much on this kasha. Va'od, another kasha. Dimidika Omar Nechzi Zuzi Mimanokat Upirishu. This is a great kasha. This is an awesome kasha. When you see this Rajma's kasha, you should dance. Usually we dance from a teretz. But here you see the Rajma really got into something. I think you'll see in a moment why it's so beautiful. Kasha number three is Nishal as Hamocher Mimi Kibel as Hamos. If you're going to say you asked the Mocher, who did he get the money from? Mashma, sheyesh hakhosha bein alakuchos. It sounds like the purchasers are arguing. Afilu benesinas amos. They're arguing who bought it. Reuven says, I bought it. Shimon says, I don't know you from Adam. I never saw you there. The mocher will tell you never saw you. You're making up the whole story. You just came over and grabbed the talis. You grabbed my Macy's bag. I don't know exactly what happened. Kigon, shezomer anina satias amos. Vizel Omer Lokia Anina Satim. Each one says that they went to Macy's and bought it. Vizel Hofach Perusha Shapir Shilamala. Ask the Rajba a brilliant question. Rashi can't learn this way. Because it's against Rashi Shita above. You're gonna explain to me. By the way, anybody using the Masada Rav Kook edition? No, okay. I believe the Masada Rav Kook edition, tripped me up because they put a period over here. But it's not right to put a period here. It should be a comma. I think it's a mistake. You tell me what the Rajba's kasha is on Rashi. What's his kasha? Yes, Yisrael?
If it was a case where both of them are arguing which one paid, and that's for sure a case of
Vaday Ramay. So it's not only a technical question against Rashi. Rashi's own sheet of Vaday Ramay is what? Everybody scream out, what's Vaday Ramay according to Rashi?
Yemunach.
So if Rashi holds that it's Yemunach, so then that's what this case is over here. This is a case of Vaday Ramay. Now, you could have explained the case in a zillion different ways. But Rashi chose to explain it, in a way that seems to be against his own shita. Because if you're going to say v'lechzi zuzi mimanoka means that you have the mocher who's going to tell you which one gave the money, then that means that each one says the other one didn't give the money. Remember, the Maskana is only when we say both gave the money. In the Hava Amina, one gave the money, as Rashi developed, based on the Gemara Kiddush. That's why you got to go step by step by step by step. I'm sure there are some places that they're already chokah. What's machlokah is Rashi. Rashi Rajbo, or however you want to say it, before they actually read the Rashi appropriately. You have to first read the Rashi appropriately. Then you got to be ma'ayin, where Rashi Shita comes from. So that's the Rajba's Kasha. That's a it's a case of Vadei Ramei. Alma Masnisam B'deleko Vadei Ramei. So of course, if Rashi holds Yei Munach by Vadei Ramei, our Mishnah is talking about where there is no Vadei Ramei. U'behed Yomer Rav Papa Mekach U'memkaru. And Rav Papa is explaining our Mishnah. The Rama Rabban Shal, the Marav Amr, Chavri Dami Kayav, Anonami Dami Kayavna. Oh, another Kash asks the Rajba. Meikarami Avianu, Lachshov Shlo Kibel El Mechamen. Why did Rashi even come to this Havamina that only one of them gave money? Why did the Gemara assume it was the only case where one gave money? Va'od. Where did we get that Havamina from? You're right, that it needs a little bit more bear. Let's leave for now. Va'od. Lamali Lamer Dinokin Zuzi Chadmi Dai Tivichab Akarcha. According to Rashi, the critical part is not whether it was midaito or bar karche. According to Rashi, what's the critical part? We don't know. We don't know. So who cares whether it's midaito or bal karcho? What's mevatel ne'amunaso is just simply the fact that he got money from both of them. According to Rashi, what's the reason now we say yachloku? Because a mocher is not believed when he gets money from both of them. So the Gemara's teretz should not be chad midaito chad bal karcho. The Gemara's teretz should be he was mekabel from both of them, and we learned in Kedushin that the mocher is not believed when he got money from two people because he doesn't remember. All he sees is money. He doesn't remember which one's Baal Karche. That's the teretz. The teretz is that the mocher is never believed. It doesn't matter whether it's Baal Karche or Midaite or someone gave the money first. What's critical is he's not Neman. The mocher is not Neman. So why does the Gemara say, Chad Midaite, Chad Baal Karche? That's also a brilliant kasha. Also a brilliant kasha. Because once you get through explaining that our Gemara is based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, that's what Rashi did. Now notice, this is all Rashi's fault. Rashi created this problem. I could be Masbir Velechsis Yuzay Manok in totally different ways. But once Rashi says the whole issue is in that Monas of the Mocher, okay, let's run with your pshat. If the issue is in that monos of the mocher, then the mocher is not believed any time. Both of them give money. Not because it was a case of chad midaiti chad bal karche. Chad midaiti chad bal karche is not critical. Now, I wonder whether Rashi could be defended. Wonder in a positive sense. I think some of these questions could be answered. Now, there is a totally different approach. The yeshivas, this is what they remember in the sugya. I say in a positive sense. There's going to be a dramatic answer Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal HaMor are going to give. And it's going to have applications in about 20 Gemaras and Shas. So in the yeshivas, what most people talk about is Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal HaMor is terrible. Shat and Ari Gemara. They don't learn like Rashi because of all these kashas. But because it's dependent on 20 sugyas and shas, and because it's a very, very famous and beautiful discussion, and we're on our last day, I figured let's do Rashi really, really, really well and do the Rajba's kashas really well. So let's skip the first part of Tosis. I'm already out of time. Let's skip the first part of Tosis and keep on going even though we're out of time anyhow. Let's skip the first part of Tosos and let's see the Re. Let's see the Re's pshat. In Dibra Maschu V'Lechzi Zuzi, we're B'lin Eder, we're going to do the Tosis well, don't worry. But let's focus on Vari Mefarish. How does the Re learn the Shaklu Atariya? By the way, I don't know if I'm going to give the Rajba's Nira Lila Farish Pshat. I don't know. Maybe you'll work on it during the Bein Hazmanim. V'rima farish. Dinisha lahem. We're going to ask them, Mimi kibel hamocher hamaos. She'ein anu choshtin osan l'shaker bazeh lomar nasati v'ulo nasan. Says the Ri, you know what Velech Zizuzi means? It's 5 lines, 6 lines before the end of Tosis. You know what Velech Zizuzi means? Velech Zizuzi means, let's ask the buyers, Reuven and Shimon, who are fighting. Let's ask Reuven and Shimon. Why? They're fighting with each other, says Tosos. She'ein anu choshtin losan l'shakabem lomer nasati v'lonasa. A person might lie who gave the money first. But a person who never gave the money, there's no reason to believe that he's lying about that. When do we have the problem of Shtayim Osam Metalas? When do we have the problem of Mekach Memkar? We're not talking, according to Tosas here, according to Ri, about blatant liars. We're not talking about blatant liars. What are we talking about? We're talking about each guy thinks he picked up the towels first. Each guy thought that he bought it. And you and I know this happens all the time. I have very sincere people that will come over to me and will ask me. Rav Nevinzel Shlita doesn't paskin on dine mamas kavachomer amen ama oritz and halacha lemais and dine mamas. But every once in a while, even though I'm not capable to answer in dine mamas, but every once in a while, it's obvious, even a sincere person, that because one becomes invested in the question itself. Then sometimes one doesn't, when it's a close call, and I speak about myself as well, it's hard to see the thing objectively. So, Shnayim Ofsim Betalas and Ekach Memkar is that type of case. Zeo Merani Mitzasim and Izusio. Each one thought they picked it up first. We're not talking about bad guys necessarily. Vamevin Yovin Vadei Ramei, right? We're not talking about bad guys. We're talking about guys, each one sincerely. So now, in our Mishnah, we're going to trust a guy when he says he gave the money. If he didn't give the money, that's not what our mission is talking about. We're not talking about a case where a guy, as we dramatize, the guy grabbed the Macy's bag. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about mugger over here. So it says to us, if that's so, we trust this guy. Einon choshos l'shaker b'zeh lomer nesat v'lenasen. V'gam heim einam chalukim el l'minis ratza mocher. The only thing they're arguing about is who did the mocher really want to sell it to? And this is very, very, very subtle. This happens often. And that is, you know, somebody puts in a bid, and then somebody else put in a bid, and then this came. You know, it's sometimes not even clear. And they could be Shneim Yechon Lios Emes from their perspective. Avol B'Nesinas Hamos Einam Chalukin. They're not arguing about the Nesinas Hamos. That's the teretz of the Ri. Okay. Now Rabosa. Comes along the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi says like this. It's my fault that we're not doing halacha today because I came a few minutes late. I did not realize what time it was, and then someone came over to me about preparations for Yom Kippur. I apologize, it's my fault. Because I want to get to the bottom of this. Comes along the Beis Halevi, someone brought up the photocopies. Okay. Comes along the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi says the following Bidas Rashi. He makes a very, very simple point. If we put together Shitas Rashi with the Ri, if we assume that Rashi doesn't disagree with the Ri, and there's no reason, basically, he's going to argue that Rashi disagrees with the Ri, then the Beis Halevi could be Miyashev the Rajba without even quoting the Rajba's Kasha. The Beis Halevi asked, the Rajba's Kasha, the third Kasha. How could Rashi say Vadei Ramai? At the end of the day, by Vadei Ramai, Rashi says Yen Munach. So says the Beis Halevi, if you just put the Riz, Hezber, the Havamin, and the Gemara together with Rashi, everything is beautiful. Let's take a look at page Yud Ches, Dibar Maskel, Omnam. Omnam, Beshitas Rashi, Yesh Lef Havin, Tilefarish Kipshuta. Tilehasal Kedaita Chavein Kuach Shebeineim. Shekol echad omer ani hu shenasati zuzei. Im kein lechora, lama hukshu dinisha lemocher. Tezeh arei yichol antare, sheina mocher bifanenu. Here's the Beis Halevi was mechavin to the Rajba's kasha. Damaya chloku. Harei omer kani araktia. So Rashi himself doesn't make sense. Who asked this kasha in Rashi? The Beis Halevi maybe didn't have the Rajba. He was mechavin to the Rajba's kasha. Ubehechrach. Five lines in, first word in line is behechrach. Ubehechrach lomar. Everybody have it? The bazem mefarish Rashi kari. Here Rashi will learn like the re. The gamla salkadaitach ena vikuach banesina klal. Very simple teres. It's a bomb kasha, but sometimes a bomb kasha is a simple teres. You don't have to give a fancy teres. To answer Mot Ori and Max's question yesterday, then I have to, which I believe is the MS, I have to give a fancy teres, which I believe is the MS, what I told you from the Beis Avram. But here, the Beis Halevi doesn't need to give a fancy teres. He just redefines what the Shaila was. And he says, that's the Shita of the Reed. The Gama Salkadai Techein Vahikuach Ba Nesina Klal. There's no fight about the Nesina. What does he mean? He means like what the Reed we just read in the Reed. Both of them are not fighting in a case of where one of them says, I gave the money, he didn't. The other one says, I gave the money, he didn't. No, that's a Vade Ramai case. But our case is talking about where they gave the money, but each one thought he gave it first. And that sometimes happens. To which the Gemara asks, so let's ask the Mocher. But that's not going to work, God himself. But doesn't Rashi say, is he's bothered that only one of them gave the money? So we need to add a little bit more, says the Beis Halevi. The Kasa Rashi, we didn't finish the Teretz yet. Domimani rotze litein varei lemaskona dairi benok mitarayu kfar nosan amos ubal karchach de Rashi mefarish de koila asal kedaitach the Iri binokat michad, Rakasheni Omer Sherotze Litain. He gave from one, and the second guy was Mora Heter and said that I want to give. So Beis Halevi is doing two things. Second thing I'm going to say is I'm Avin Yavin. The first thing that Beis Halevi does is he says that Rashi is talking about a case where they're not arguing about one being a Vaday Ramai, like the relearns. But the only thing is, Rashi has to learn that's coming from one of them, not from both of them, because that's the teretz of the Gemara where it came from both of them. But if we see, like Rashi had learned earlier, in Dibur HaMaschil, where did Rashi say it earlier? Domiko Yoivna. Joe and Josh's diuk, by the way, I didn't give Josh enough credit at the time, so now I am. Their diuk, and where we brought out the whole cheshbon of what the stira and Rashi, and we said a beautiful pshat from. It was an achron that was mechavin to a rishon. Who was the achron that said it? The Nachlas David was mechavin to the Gilyon. The Beis Halevi makes this point as well, that according to Rashi, in Velechzi Zuzi Mimanokat, Rashi holds that the guy is going to be more after, even if he knows the other guy did the money first, but he wants to give the money. And he justifies himself. He says, you know what? The Mocher really wants to sell it to me. But we're not talking about a Vaday Ramai. That's the bottom line. Enoch Hanami, the Rajba is 100% correct in his question. It would be a Vaday Ramai, then that's the beautiful cash on Rashi. Rashi doesn't make sense. So the two Rashis are connected. Rashi above had said, that's not Maven Yavin part. Rashi above already had a stira, whether both of them gave money or one of them gave money. How did the Nachlas David and the Gilyon answer? That one gave, in the case of the Hava Mina right now in the Gemara, one of them wanted to give money. And he's Mora Heter. How's he Mora Heter? He's a sincere buyer. And he knows that this guy likes him. He knows that this guy's going to want, he rationalizes this guy's going to want to sell to me. Maybe he's even offering more money. Right? You can visualize such a thing. You have somebody, let's say the mocher decides to sell to somebody for a house for $185,000. Okay. Then someone else comes along and he knows there was a bid for 185, and he puts down a bid for 187. A lot of people automatically assume that they're now that they bought it, they got it, because at the end of the day, isn't it just about the highest bidder? So the answer is sometimes it's not. So this guy rationalizes, the guy who did it for 187 rationalizes that it's his. The other guy didn't put in a bid for 185, and could be the guy who put in 187 didn't even know that there was a kinyan done for 185. See, he's more a hector, but ain't a chanami v'vaday ramay, it won't work. And now everything goes full circle. Why doesn't a vaday ramay work according to Rashi? The Re is going to learn that in this case, it might still be a vaday ramay. But Rashi will hold the vaday ramay won't work. Why does Rashi hold that vaday ramay doesn't work? Because Rashi holds that the chalukah is based on a safek. If the chalukah is based on a safek, Bezdin cannot do such a chalukah if there's a vaday ramay. But the Baalei Tosfos don't assume that way. The Baalei Tosfos understand that mekach u'memkar might be different as well. And with that in mind, we're ready to start the next Zman Bezer Hashem together, working on Shitas Tosfos in terms of the Velechzi Zuzei Mimanoka. Okay, Mirtzei Hashem, tomorrow the schedule is as follows. Well, unfortunately, lost Yosef. I think Mayer and Shire are still fresh off the